Hope my son-in-law is listening, because he'll be mad if he misses the Daily Dust.
Anybody here?
Gossip.
Gossip. Celebrity.
Gossip. Hollywood.
Gossip. It's that time to dish again.
Celebrity gossip is coming up next.
Mm-hmm, I know that's right.
Your legal lesson for the day is this. Copyright law says that after 35 years, an artist is entitled to get the rights to their music back. That's why Salt and Peppa is suing for the master recordings of their earliest music. Yeah, that includes Push It. So the first female hip-hop group to win a Grammy, members Cheryl James and Sandra Denton say Universal Music Group is still taking profits from their work while denying them control. And Universal says they would like an amicable resolution. Of course you would. I think they probably could change Push It to something else. Amy Mann, Until Tuesday, played their first show in 33 years last weekend. 33 years. And after surviving, okay, so I mentioned this yesterday or the day before that Jeremy Renner said after he survived that near fatal snowplow accident, he said he didn't want to come back. I found the quote.
It's like the highest adrenaline rush, but the peace that comes with it, you know, it's magnificent. It's so magical. And I didn't want to come back. I remember. And I was brought back and I was so off. Came back. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, because he was in so much pain and he knew he had a long road ahead. 74-year-old Jane Seymour maintains her figure through a combination of fish, vegetables, and nuts. But she doesn't consider it a diet because, quote, if you think you're on a diet, you'll lose track. You will cheat. Yeah, she's talking about if a diet was a bad thing, but that's just her regular diet. The way she eats. It's not a negative diet. It's just a, yeah, anyway, you get me. So Miley Cyrus revealed that she hosted that New Year's Eve special with Dolly Parton, and it was run by Lorne Michaels, while she was suffering a medical emergency.
I had a ovarian cyst rupture, which we didn't know exactly what was going on, so we did it, but it was pretty traumatic because it was like extremely excruciating, yeah, and I did the show anyways, but you know, it was really, really hard on me, and I had dinner with Lorne, and you know, he said something that now has stuck with me. He goes, 6 months. Everybody has 6 months to feel sorry for themselves. And then we start to rebuild.
Yeah, she wanted to quit music. And Lorne Michaels kept her going. That's amazing. Jamie Foxx told Eddie Murphy a few years ago not to return to stand-up because his life was so good he couldn't be funny anymore. Okay. And new in theaters, the live action version of Lilo and Stitch and Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. Speaking of, Josh Holloway was originally supposed to have a much more gruesome death in 2011's Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol, but the filmmakers thought it was too harsh. Have they seen it? And speaking of it, Kanye West had a FaceTime call with his kids, and now he's decided he's done with anti-Semitism. Where's my crickets? The Jurassic World Rebirth popcorn bucket has a hidden dinosaur in it. Is it going to bite your fingers? I'm not getting one of those if it's going to bite your fingers, but I really want to see that one in theaters. And a dirt alert. Y'all, Taylor Swift has been unsubpoenaed by the Blake Lively Justin Baldoni case, but there are sources saying that Taylor wishes she'd never met Blake. Ooh, ouch. Could that be the reason why Travis Kelce unfollowed Ryan Reynolds on Instagram? I told you it was a dirt alert. All right, that's it. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. And to my son-in-law, you're welcome.